Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Plus, Mitch McFadden and Kenny Kessler. What a lineup. John Stewart did his last show last week, and I think it deserves mentioning as to why he was such a hit with audiences. We were talking earlier about radio, et cetera, et cetera. I would love to see him do a podcast. And I would also, maybe he will sooner or later. I remember going into the studio. I spent a morning there. Remember, Richie? It was probably 10 years ago.
Yep.
I did the program. He and Louis
Comedy
Black.
Central. Yeah.
Yep, at the studios of Comedy Central. He was from New Jersey. I remember that being very obvious. I think what he brought to the table is something that is the reason Donald Trump has made the strides that he has with young people. Donald Trump is, 22-23% approval rating as far as what traditional Republicans are saying about who they would like to support at this point in the primary, Kenny. Isn't the number like 20? It's maybe 24%, it seems to me.
Something like that.
Somewhere. But most of the comments that we're getting at Facebook.com/today and Twitter are about Donald Trump. And most of the millennials will tell you that the reason they like Trump, well, they thought they liked Obama because they thought he was authentic, but they believe that the authenticity of Trump is what makes him popular. I believe that's what made John Stewart as popular as he did. When you look at, and I bring Megyn Kelly into this, but most of the others that are doing, that are TV readers, because that's what they are, they're called anchors, but they aren't, they're readers.
She's not a reader, though. I really don't think that's a good thing.
She's
here's why.
Because
she's a lawyer, and she actually does a commentate. Sean Hannity a newsreader?
I would not call Sean Hannity.
They're both the same.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I agree with that, but I understand what you're saying. She's there to create.
Brett Baier's a newsreader.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Shepard Smith, yes.
Those people, when you look at how John Stewart stacks up against Megyn Kelly or Shepard Smith or David Muir or I'm putting the television anchors for the most part that we all know, the national people. You can think what you will about the locals who are in your community, but look at them versus Jon Stewart and how it all played out. And the ages of people. The people who are older want to and feel that they're comfortable watching the garbage that's spewed by most of the television news anchors. Whereas the people who are younger, John Stewart's favorite word was BS. And he has used it a lot on the air because he could. It was a cable channel. He could say those sorts of things. And that made him, not just that, but his ability to ask the questions and get the answers made him very authentic, in my opinion. This is my opinion, whether you agree or you disagree.
Sixteen years of show and people who agree with you, Doug.
Say again?
There's 16 years of a show and, you know, millions of people who agree with you.
Yeah. Well, but and maybe that's what makes me unique, having been on the air. This program will start its 28th year in October. Is it because we are all authentic? I'd like to think that was the case. I don't think that you can hear a lot of this stuff. And that was with most of the radio that I heard growing up and getting into this part of the business, the radio conversational business. I thought most of the people that were around when I was cutting my teeth on it were pretty authentic. I don't feel that way today. I think there are three or four people who sort of lead and everybody else follows and tries to do the same thing. And I think that's the problem with what we're doing here. And I think that's the problem on television. And I think that's the trouble with politics. I think that's why Donald Trump stands out. I think that's why Jon Stewart stood out. I think that this program, if it ever really, really, really caught on, that is, if I didn't have the establishment companies sort of not working against me, but they weren't, you know, I'm an independent guy, and I run an independent company, and so we don't cut the grain the same as everybody else does. But I think that's what people really like, and that's what people are striving to find now. Again, I think that's why Trump resonates. I think that's why Stewart resonates. I don't think the other people that are doing these shows that are trying to be, that's the point. They're trying to be something that they aren't. There's only one Jon Stewart. There was only one Ronald Reagan. There was only one Bill Clinton. There was only one and is only one Donald Trump. And so, is this what the future holds for us? Is it because everybody has been a rubber stamp, sounds like everybody else, looks like everybody else, acts like everybody else, that we find no authenticity? It's like robots. You might as well have robots on television or robots on the radio. It's all robots as politicians. Well, think about what we thought last Thursday night. Who were the people that stood out? There were three, maybe. That we got, and I think.
And funny, new polls out show that those people are winning. Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, all of those guys considered front runners out of the top five.
Right.
And Ted Cruz jumping up. Ted Cruz was amazing. He was. Great.
I didn't like him before much, but he did a good job. He presented himself well. The others look like stuffed shirts. I had newfound respect for Ben Carson. I always think that Trump does what he does best, and it's what people want at the moment. They're tired of the same old garbage. So will it follow through, and a year from now, will Trump be the standard bearer for the Republicans? Who knows? It'll be a ride worth watching.
Can you imagine President Trump? Oh, my goodness.
Well, can you imagine President Saunders? It's the same kind of stuff.
Yes, I could.
Roberta, he's the same. He's doing the same thing.
He's shaking up that side.
Well, he's the same as Donald Trump.
Well, that's why they're so popular, because they're not the same.
Right.
They're an alternative.
And that's the point I'm trying to make with my little
five, six minutes
worth of whatever.
Well, it's showing that people are fed up, and they're drawn to someone who's different. That's not the same old politics.
Right. Someone with, what did we talk about earlier on? My new favorite thing. This is my new phenomenon. Political courage.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
And there is nobody with political courage anymore.
Yeah, right.
I would say Bernie Sanders does. I would actually use him because he doesn't necessarily care about what's popular. He thinks he's doing his right in his heart, and that's what he's going with. And I think Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders both exemplify that.
888-302-3684. See what you think. Let's get some, I don't know, if we go to the Trump thing as far as our Facebook and social media. Is there anything new, Kenny, that really stands out, or is it pretty much, yeah, I love Trump, or boo, I can't stand Trump? Is there anything in between, or that we can sink our teeth into?
Sandy says, face it, Donald Trump was the reason 24 million people watched.
Absolutely.
Not
agree.
Cruz, Bush, Walker, Huckabee, et cetera.
100%
Trump
agree.
Was the reason.
Yep. And by the way, the Fox News anchors think it was them.
Yeah.
The reason Megyn Kelly thinks that she was the reason all those people watched this.
If I were Ted Cruz, I'd be handwriting thank you notes to Donald Trump today, because he got the biggest boost from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I thought Marco Rubio's response to what his thoughts on Donald Trump were over the weekend was interesting. He said, listen, I've made a decision in my campaign not to respond to everything Donald Trump does, because otherwise my campaign is about Donald Trump.
Right.
And so whenever you ask me what I think of something Donald Trump said, no thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but people would try to steer him in that direction for that very reason. Yeah, that's thoughtful. Yeah, it is. 888-302-3684. Respond if you'd like at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Here's something that I get. Most of the email comes to me, Doug@DougStephan.com, when it comes to advertisers and advertising and people in their response to whatever it is that I'm talking about. The scientific breakthrough that is Provia. It strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing that you've ever tried before. It has a natural volumizer. So if you have thinning hair, it's the result of aging follicles and the hair falling out. So what Provia does for the millions of people that have thinning, weak, and tired hair is it reestablishes the thickness and the strength of your hair. Plus, it cleanses the pores so the new hair can grow in. Cleansing out the pores allows the hair that's under your scalp, the follicles, to grow through. It's an all-natural serum, no side effects, very easy to use, and it's simple. Plus, you'll get compliments everywhere when you have your hair looking different. People say, wow, you look different. You look younger. And you will. Order Provia now. Call 800-525-8319. Now they started using this. The company liked it when they heard me say, get your hair back or your money back. And that's it. The bottom line is, this is the success way, and when you order Provia right now at 800-525-8319, they'll send you not one bottle of Provia, but two. Two for the price of one. The second bottle is the brand new Provia Super Concentrate. Cleanses, makes everything, your hair growth is stimulated. This is the right time for the right product. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get priority shipping free. Provia, bring back that hair. 800-525-8319.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster.
Yes, she is.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, Queen of Cheap. Info at the Better Living Box on the bottom of the page at DougSteffen.com. What do we have from the Queen of Dumpster Arrivals?
Well, in honor of my husband's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Yeah, it's your birthday. He's 62, so you get free admission into all the national parks.
Really?
When you're 62. But what I've got is another list of birthday freebies for you at the Queen of Cheap. So if it's your birthday today or tomorrow, or one day this year, or has to be your birthday, you can get these freebies. American Eagle gives you a free birthday offer. Aveda also has a free birthday club. They give you a gift valued up to $25 each year if you join that. You can bowl for free at AMF Bowling. CVS gives you $3 in extra care bucks on your birthday, so you could probably go pick up something free there. L'Occitane de Provence, which I love their products. They give you a free gift when you sign up and it's your birthday. Sephora gives you a free gift, Jennifer, which is always nice to get. Toys R Us, if you're 1 to 10 years old, you get a free birthday card and a birthday greeting from Jeffrey. You know, that little ridiculous thing, the giraffe.
It's a giraffe. He's not ridiculous. Leave him alone.
And you get a $3 gift card in the mail. And World Market gives you 10% off the joint, and they give you $10 on your birthday to spend at their World Market.
You're saying birthday? It sounds like you're saying birthday.
Birthday.
Smurf Day.
Birthday.
Birthday. Birthday.
Birthday. It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. So lots of freebies on your birthday. Also, a lot of restaurants, too. Check out some of your local restaurants. They'll give you, like, free stuff or appetizers or something. So always tell them it's your birthday, even if it's not, because you're likely to get free stuff. You know, you can just make up, like fake IDs for different days of the year and get free things.
That's a great lesson for your children. Cheat. That's it. Roberta says cheat.
How do you think I ate through college?
Cheat.
There's a reason why I do this, Doug.
I don't want to remember that stuff. Okay. So check out all the deals from Spectrum, Verizon, tons of things there at the Better Living Blog, DougStephan.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Very interesting transformational music happening that we ought to acknowledge. This portion of every hour of the Good Day program is focused on some sort of music, music reality, musical fun. I have found it very interesting to see how bicultural, bilingual Latino musicians are doing a lot to change the music scene in our country, the pop music scene. You may or may not remember the alternative group La Santa Cecilia got a Grammy last year. There's the song and the threads of the music has a lot to do with the undocumented movement. We have a lot of people paying attention to this in the news, politicians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How many people are paying attention to it when it comes to entertainment?
Yeah, I'd have the Cadillac Margarita on the rocks with salt and a chimichanga, please.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was just taken back.
Yeah.
Remember, 10 years ago, I mean, who ever heard of Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah,
Before
it's
Corona
gigantic.
Was like a big beer,
yeah.
And they brought it part in as part of their marketing message.
Yep. Yeah. The lady who's the leader of La Santa Cecilia is named Marisol.
This is very beautiful.
It is. It's very nicely done. She says that her influences were Juan Gabriel and mariachi music, and that's what she grew up around, in addition to the Beatles. Isn't that interesting how, as a young Hispanic lady, she listened to mariachi music and the Beatles?
Well, the Beatles, I think, is pretty universal.
They're huge.
Yeah, they were.
Pretty universal.
So she and the group and some others that are around, Oro Salido, there's a band in Mexico called Camila, and then there's Ariana Grande, who's made it big, hasn't she, this year?
Yeah, I mean, she's huge on the Disney scene and beyond, but, I mean, I don't see her in the same light as I see these people.
All right, so let's move into some of the others that have had that same influence, Richie, like Shakira.
I mean, I would say Shakira is a huge crossover artist.
Yeah. what makes, is it just the fact there's so many Hispanics, or do people like the music?
Shakira actually, I mean, her music is American pop with a very Latin flavor to it.
She has a really strange bass. You know, I liked Shakira a lot after I got to
strange
see her and know
followers,
her.
Followers, you mean, Jennifer?
No, strange. She has strange influences in her music. Okay, so she has this, which she's known for, which is pop with Latin influence.
Yeah.
She also has done a ton of, like, hard rock music, and she released a country album. So
really?
She's got, like, she's really cool. My respect level for Shakira really
she
went up after
just,
she was on The Voice.
Just up the street from my wife on the North Caribbean coast of Colombia.
Yeah.
And my wife grew up with, you know, the Beatles and mariachi music, too.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, so these Latin artists grow up with a huge American influence.
Yep.
Even though the Latin music is kind of their heart and soul, they are very influenced by the American artists.
If you listen to some of the Hispanic music stations, you'll hear a lot of this, but you'll hear American music as well. Now, Los Lonely Boys considered are they
Boys,
American? Are they Hispanic?
They grew up in Texas.
Yeah.
But their father was Mexican, and they are what you call kind of like Tex-Mex blues.
Yeah.
And
I think they're very good, frankly.
They're extremely good, but they're kind of like Texas blues.
Is that what it is?
They call it Texican blues.
What's the difference between them and Los Lobos?
Los Lobos is a little bit more, not a lot, actually. Los Lobos is kind of Texan blues, too. Mexican
it's
blues.
Up-tempo, isn't it? A little bit more?
It's a little bit. It's not as bluesy. Yeah, it's a little bit more up-tempo.
Yeah. All right. So I thought you'd find this interesting as an acknowledgement of how our culture is changing. Or is it changing ahead or back?
And don't forget Santana.
Oh, yeah. Heavens, yes.
Huge.
Big influence on the pop culture. And that goes back to the 60s, yep. His music. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
We Americans change doctors more frequently than is really good for us. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. We change doctors because our employers switch health plans, or we get a new job, or our doc's no longer available on our health plan. DCOC advice when picking a new doc? It's a relationship like any other. So, do they get you? Do they have an interest in your condition? If there's no chemistry, you don't like them, they don't like you, move on. Seeing them once doesn't commit you for life, no more than having coffee with a date means you have to marry them. Equally, if things aren't working out after a 400th visit, move on. Relationships die. Sad, but true. And on the technical side, are they board certified in their area? This means they've done extra training. It's an extra stamp of approval. Look for it. But remember, as vital as a good doc is to your health, keeping healthy is as much in your hands as your doctor's. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they too exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This radio program sometimes by the participants themselves, and they would include Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasinelli here on Good Day, along with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. It is our job now to go through the police blotter, unpleasant as it may be. We're going to meet a fellow named Evan Cutler, who's got some very interesting and very sharp focusing on the TSA, which you will be I think compelled to listen to in a few minutes. Here in the meantime, we'll fill your ear with other compelling things. The crime stats from the weekend, Ferguson, the anniversary of Michael Brown's death, more shooting there, upset gunshots through the night, people running for cover, the whole thing, it brings out in me an anger that you can sometimes hear, not a seething anger, but one that connects all of the things about us that are, as human beings, that are bad, and how it is that we continue to have these same problems. It just is very distressing. However, when I look at that, and then I see what happened in California with this woman, Marilyn Ferris. Did you see this, Jennifer?
Yeah, I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, but it's funny that the media has not been on this one
on
at all.
Right, mm-hmm.
What's the story?
Here's the story, and I'll tell you, I think the bias is
Well,
is
very,
very clear
obvious.
with the media, mostly because this woman is 64 years old and she is she was a not attractive person. Kate Steinle, very young and attractive, and so that case got a lot of attention.
Yep.
But she was a woman who lived in Santa Maria, California, 64 years old. An illegal immigrant broke into her home and raped her and killed her with a hammer. And the twist, obviously, to this story is that this illegal immigrant that killed her had four convictions, yep, had been in and
illegal.
Out of jail.
So this gives Trump, by the way, more sustenance as well. This gives Trump more of the same. Keep going, Jen. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's the story, essentially, is that this guy was in trouble with the law. He had been in and out of jail, released, never deported, and they knew he was a problem, and, you know, he went in and killed and raped this woman. Sad. How do you explain that? How does her family come to terms with that?
Uh-oh.
And I feel very sorry. Believe me, I think the death of Kate Steinle is awful, and I'm not trying to diminish
I'm not apologizing.
I think that it just goes to show you how the media is more apt to talk about stories that involve young, beautiful people than they are 64-year-old Marilyn Ferris when the story is actually more gruesome. I mean, you know, again, you don't want to put two deaths up against each other, but getting raped and hammered to death is
pretty horrible. The story of the anniversary of the death of Michael Brown, there were peaceful marches, moments of silence. That's not the focus of the news media today. The news media turns this into a night
in
of
last
looting.
Moments of the whole weekend.
Right, yeah.
When it turned crazy.
Right, exactly. The police were shooting. There were all kinds of things. One man was critically injured. Did he die? Do I remember? No.
I don't know yet. It was the guy that the police shot when they say that he drew a gun on them, or they thought he did.
And then also over the weekend,
Ferguson.
Christian Taylor, an unarmed black college football player, shot and killed by police. And this is a trainee at a car dealership. He was shot after reports of a burglary in the dealership. The FBI is involved in the investigation now to find out what happened. The racial issues continue. Are they worse? Are they the same? These violence, the protests that turn violent, all of these protests, are they caused by continued focus by the news media? Or is that our acknowledgement that there are more of these things going on? Or just the fact, to turn it in a different direction, these things have sort of sex appeal, if you'll pardon the term, for people to see these things, and they're baited by them because that's how we're trained to think. But yet the story of the 64-year-old woman, nothing until somebody trips over the story. Other things on the police blotter here. I thought it was interesting in San Francisco, Jennifer, police employing Instagram. There's an officer now in the San Francisco Police Department who does nothing but watch Instagram.
Monitors.
Track down criminals.
Oh, sure.
This is a social media play. Police hunting down criminals using the tools that they have in things like
smart.
Instagram.
There's that terminology, that the phrase, work smarter, not harder.
Yep.
And, you know, there's been such a shift, and it's been a shift that's happened in the last year or two, where so many people go online to brag about things in social media.
Right.
They use social media to recruit people. We've been talking about ISIS and Al-Qaeda using social media to get people to carry out attacks. This is what we have to be doing. We have to be doing more of this. I'm sad that we're doing this story at all, because it's be a given that there should be guys looking at Instagram and Twitter and Facebook all day long.
They use social media for years to trap child pornographers and people luring kids out into the streets. So it's nothing new.
But it is new in the sense that my local newspaper here refers to it as the ultimate snitch. These police officers who are doing it are the ultimate snitchers, because they're following the characters, anybody who's suspicious. But how do they tell it? That's what I want to know. How do you know? What are you looking for? How do you see it? What do you sense? How are these people trained? That's what fascinates me about this. Here's a guy who posted selfies. Remember him on Instagram with stolen goods? got arrested.
People are such idiots. You know, these criminals are not brain surgeons.
You can go through Twitter and you can search a specific zip code.
Yeah.
And you can put search parameters in, and you can say, your zip code, and then a keyword, and then boom, everything pops up. So a local municipality can search their area.
Yeah.
Only for, you know, any kind of whatever.
Here's another example. The fellow who was arrested shortly after liking his own wanted ad.
Made it to the big time. Yay,
that's hilarious.
A woman who was picked up by police soon after posting a selfie wearing a recently stolen dress. Here is, remember this guy? He taunted police on Facebook. Catch me if you can.
Stupid criminal.
So they did the next day.
You know, over the last 2 years, we had a guy that used to do a weekend program here. And he stiffed us for a bunch of money.
Really?
And so we sent the creditors after him.
Good for you, Richie.
And they're like, well, we can't find him. I said, what do you mean you can't find him? I logged into his good Twitter account. Yeah. I'm like, he's in Chicago this weekend. Look, he's going to be on stage doing a presentation at this political rally tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. Go get him.
Bill Clinton's
at the need, they had you. What they need anything else for?
You know, I'm just like, what do I need you for? Go get him. There's my money right there on the stage, 5 o'clock tomorrow. Go get it.
Is there any news on this 19-year-old football college, the college football player who ran the car into the front of a car dealership and then he was shot by a police officer? Was he drunk? Ran into class?
They haven't said yet, but he drove through the window, and then he was smashing in car windows on this car lot.
Yeah.
There were two cops. The rookie pulled out his taser and tased him, and the other cop shot him 4 or 5 times.
Training officer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there's those things. Police blottering, a lot of other things, but I want to make room for Evan Cutler to tell us a story about what you're going to experience as a result of his work with the TSA up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a 4-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo and Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, Doug's Good Day, 15 before the hour, 45 after the hour. The Transportation Security Administration, also known as the TSA, is a favorite of mine because they are such blundering boobs. Generally speaking, you and I, as the taxpayer, are being asked, required to pay out $6 to $7 billion a year for basically nothing, or at least you thought it was nothing, other than Jennifer gets felt when she goes through the
and loves every minute of it.
I don't know about that. I think that what they've done is a complete disservice. The whole Patriot Act and the foolishness that's happened since September 11th, pandering to things that are impossible to defend. The TSA is the biggest and best in that department, and outrage on top of outrage. Here is Evan Cutler, who has crowdfunded an organization called TSAWatch.org. This is the fact that he was able to do this. You know how I love crowdfunding, and I've been a big proponent of it. Kickstarter, Indiegogo, there are a dozen different ones. But the idea of coming up with public support for either a company or an idea, as in this case, is just genius. So, Evan, thank you for doing this. Tell us about TSAWatch.org.
Well, thank you very much, Doug, Jennifer, Ken, Roberta, and Rich for having me, and we really appreciate this. TSAWatch.org is a new citizens watch group, and the premise of it is that we are standing up to protect our mutual liberty, dignity, and property from violations by agents of the TSA, agents and policies, I would say. And that includes the sort of pat-downs you just described, Jennifer, having to go through. Many people have to go through them routinely because of either a medical device like a hip implant or cancer mastectomy triggering the alarms, and then they get patted down every time. And the new enhanced pat-downs now affect people. You know, they touch your genitals now as part of the pat-down, to put it bluntly. And then the other issue is missing property and theft.
Well, that's the bigger issue here, as far as I'm concerned. My own personal story with this, I was harassed at LAX. I go through LAX probably 2-3 dozen times a year. I was in a different gate, though, this particular day, and it was at the time when they were still using the x-ray machines that I wouldn't go through, so I said, no, I'm not going. Then they have, you know, you opt out. So I waited for 14 minutes for somebody, these punks, when I said I refuse to be penalized after I stood there for a minute or two. I want somebody to take care of me so that I can get to my plane. And the kid there, this little wormy 23, 24-year-old kid, whispers, special agent over here, you know, so nobody can hear him. And I looked at him, I said, what are you doing? And he looked and gave me this scowl. I said, I want to see the manager right now. So he whispered again so that nobody could hear him. MIC, man in charge to him. So anyway, the bottom line is that they went through my bags as a penalty. They took my cell phone out, put it in a drawer. I went down the gate, realized it didn't have it, went back to try to find it. They told me that they didn't have it, and I said to the lady behind the desk, will you please dial this number? She dialed it and it rang in the drawer. They just lie, and they're deceitful little, just, and this stuff apparently, according to you, is going on everywhere. How much money?
We're on the same page. We're on the same page here, Doug. Every day, more than $1 million in claims are actually filed by passengers. In the past 3 years, from 2010 to 2012, $1.8 billion in claims were filed. Almost $1.2 billion of claims were filed. That was over $1 million a day. The TSA has improved their
claims
rate.
But the people that are working there are stealing this stuff from you, right?
Some of it's theft, yes. And if you, what we do know is this, if you fill out their multi-page claim report, you have about a 0.2% chance of getting your claim paid.
Yeah.
And that's part of why TSA Watch is existing.
So what are you going to do? In 60 seconds, tell us what you're going to do to improve the situation.
Well, like I said, we're a watchdog group of citizens standing together, and our power is in numbers. We need people to join us and stand with us, and the next 1,000 people to join us will have free memberships for life. They can come to TSAWatch.org and register with our site.
What does it take to join? Besides filling out, what does it cost?
We're making it free for the next 1,000 people. We haven't actually come up with a membership price. People are welcome to donate. When they come to our site, they'll see a donate button. If they want to support our effort, we can always use contributions. They're tax deductible. But basically what we need to do is have people file their claims through us to the TSA so that we can keep a record of them and they don't disappear in a black hole. And we're going to publicize patterns. We're going to discover where particular agents seem to be associated with lots of complaints, and then we're going to send volunteer teams after those people to film them and document what they're doing.
That's
part of what we're doing.
Sue them.
We're collecting the data to actually be the grounds for future lawsuits.
Yeah, and get some lawyers that will have gone through the same thing, and they'll give you the services. So the crowdfund is what? Which crowdfunding mechanism are you using?
We're using GoFundMe, and it's GoFundMe.com /TSAWatch, or just come to our website and click the donate button. It's on every page.
TSAWatch.org. Good job, Evan. Thank you for doing this. Evan Cutler here on Good Day.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You have engaged my valuable services, Your Majesty. Just tell me where I can find this ogre.
Oh no! No! Grab him! Hit it!
Ha ha! Fear me if you dare.
Don't.
Puss and Donkey, y'all. Superstition, black cats and voodoo dolls.
We hate Mondays.
Love it. Mission,
that girl's gonna so, this is one of those voices very hard not to know that it's Antonio Banderas. And you start to know, or not know, it's Eddie Murphy, I think, don't you? All of us. This is Livin' La Vida Loca. Murphy and Banderas doing it together from the movie Shrek 2. Crank it up, Richie, will you?
Crazy life, but you take away your pain.
Antonio Banderas, 55 today. His favorite role, as far as I'm concerned, was as Zorro. I liked some of that movie.
That was the breakout for him.
It was a good movie. Anyway, Chuck Curry is here with us. We have movie music. It started with movie moments. He's got the stats as to how the movies fared over the weekend. We'll find out number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and what Chucker saw over the weekend, coming right up here on Good Day.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last, ends 8/15.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
All right, let's get to Chuck Curry's report on how the box office fared over the weekend. Some interesting movies out now, I think, Chuck. Are you agree?
There are. You were right, Doug, on Friday. You predicted Mission Impossible Rogue Nation was number one for the second straight weekend, doing $29.4 million, a solid $108 million in 10 days of release. The Fantastic Four, which was tracking at around $45 million opening, took a big hit due to some awful reviews and word of mouth, came in second, $26.2 million. I went to see, I brought my daughter on Friday. I was curious to see if this movie was as bad as people are saying. I didn't think it was as bad as people are saying. I think it was the most unusual.
I didn't think it was as bad. I thought it was worse.
It's one of the most unusual summer blockbuster misfires I've ever seen because the director is making something the studio clearly did not want him to make. It's almost plays like an art house movie.
Who is the director?
Little action, and it feels like half a movie where you could clearly see the studio tinkered in the editing room big time. And the last 15 minutes is absolutely awful.
Who's the director?
Josh Trank, he did a movie called Chronicle, which was pretty good, sort of a superhero type film, and he got this gig, and he had one vision for it, the studio had another, and the end result is they're going to have to reboot this if they're going to go forward with another fantastic movie sometime in the next few years. Number three was The Gift. I went to see this also. I thought this was really, really good, a throwback to what they used to do in the 90s, a psychological thriller. Jason Bateman, I think, was absolutely terrific, and Joel Edgerton, who co-stars in this movie, wrote and directed. Great job. This is well worth seeing.
What's the storyline?
It's sort of a I don't want to give it away. Just go see it because you don't want to know anything about it.
I'm not a big fan of Jason Bateman. That's right. I'd like to go see it.
He's great. Really, really good.
He's really
number
good.
Four was Vacation, 9.1, $37 million in 2 weeks of release, and Ant-Man ran out the top five. I also went to see Dark Places, which is a movie just released in a few art house theaters with Charlize Theron. It's based on a novel by the same guy who did Gone Girl. This movie is not good. I thought it was quite bad and wrong. Belongs on DVD, not in a movie theater.
I went to see Meryl Streep, Ricky and the Flash. Kevin Kline is in it, and Rick Springfield. Quite a good movie. Rick Springfield, I never paid a whole lot of attention to him, but he really carried his own weight, I thought. Meryl Streep did her usual marvelous job in convincing you that she was all about the part that she was playing. Kevin Kline is her ex-husband. He's good. We were convinced that the daughter was really her daughter in real life, but I couldn't prove that by looking at the credits at the end. Did you check that out?
I think it is, yes.
Yeah.
I was reading about that last week.
Yeah, it certainly looks like her.
Yeah, it is her daughter.
Is it a real daughter?
Yeah.
She's very good as well. So that's another thing to keep in mind if you're looking for a good movie to see in the theater. Chuck, you're a good man. Glad to have you here on Good Day 59 after.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.